Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:21 British Summer Time. This is another interesting day here in the markets. The last couple, they've all been interesting. And I suppose the biggest story in here is that equity markets have steadied up in the immediate short term. The US is the Dow is down about 5 points, S&P up 3 and the Nasdaq up 3. That's all following those really big declines on Friday. Europe is down quite a lot. Let's see, the CAC is down 2%, DAX down 2.5%, S&P MIB down 2.4%, OMX in Sweden down nearly 1.5%. So pretty big declines there on the European markets. Most of them are off their lows, but still down quite a lot. Japan had a catastrophic day. It was down nearly 4%, down 432 points on the Nikkei. Bit of a dynamic on the downside with the second section. What that's really saying to us is that this is really a medium-term correction in stock markets. And what we would really need to see is some really big dynamics, pretty, I mean, 3-4% size dynamics to countermand this downward move. It's very unlikely we're going to see those, and that would really be our sort of last hope. So, with that in mind, this being a medium-term correction within the overall bear market, with markets steadying up in here today in the U.S., there's a good chance that will throw out a steadying influence into many of the other markets. But how is this going to play out? Very hard to say. If we look at the way that it came up in the first place, which was a fairly predictable rally within the overall secular bear trend, and just to reiterate, we look on this long-term bear trend as a generational long period of PE ratio contraction and rising yields. So that 2-year rally was a fairly predictable rally within the overall trend, and within the first year it accelerated up, and then it pretty much ranged sideways for the following year. If it reverses that on the downside, it will accelerate down for the next number of months intermittently, going down a bit in a step sequence, and then it could very well level out a bit the following year before heading down again. I have made a boo-boo in the last couple of weeks, as one of our subscribers pointed out to me this morning, and that is that we are in the first year of the presidential cycle, not the second year. We're in the first 2 years of the presidential cycle, and it is the first 2 years that are definitely the most difficult for the stock markets. It is the second year which is historically the most difficult. So if markets have started to reaffirm that secular bear trend this year, chances are that next year may well be worse. So the chances are that even though we've seen big moves here today, we'll probably muddle our way through until the end of the year, and that it'll be next year will be the quite bad year if we go on historical terms. But the key message here is that this bull run within the secular bear is definitely over. A test of the highs is pretty much out of the question. The real question ahead of us is how far is it going to drop and how long is it going to take to get there? We are coming up to fairly significant support on the Dow around 9,800, give or take. Let me just pull up that chart just to make sure that that's the right number, and that's where the bottom was on the range that ended back in October of last year. That's the bottom of that range. It is becoming oversold, so a little bounce is not out of the question at all. But do we think that it's going to go on and make new highs? No, not at all. So the environment has definitely changed. The bias is definitely downwards. If we see it going sideways, well then it will go sideways only as a pause before it goes down in the next step. So that's pretty much the message in stock markets. Obviously, the bonds have rallied just on a pure sort of flight to quality trade, I would say. The US long bond is currently sitting at 13.24, so that's up 6 points. That's quite a bit down on where it was earlier on today. Its high of the day was at 14.11, which is quite a bit above where it is at the moment. There is a bit of resistance at this level because that's where the high was in that range that we saw for the last 8 or 9 months. It did trade above this range, but that was pretty much a bit of an extended failed breakout. It did trade up as high as 117. It's not beyond the bounds of possibility, but there is resistance here. And structurally, bonds are pretty weak, so this is really just people taking money out of equities and sticking them into bonds. How long that's going to go on for, we'll see. But as if equity markets start to steady a bit, that's going to take the steam out of this bond run. And if we see bonds starting to come down and making new lows, that would be the third of the three significant signals that we identified last week for a stock market correction. So we've had two of them. If we saw the third one, that would be pretty bad news in the medium term for stock markets. That is to say, even worse news than we've seen so far. In other news today, the US dollar has been bouncing around quite a bit. While just up a little bit in early trading, it has fallen quite a bit. It's at 83.93 at the moment. That's just underneath what has turned out to be a fairly significant support at 84, all depending on where it closes tonight. That rally in the dollar is not yet over. If we see an even further decline in the dollar index, it's currently down 0.6. If we see that fall that bit more today, that would constitute a downward dynamic, and that would be a signal to us that the dollar rally is over. But the way things stand as it is, it's not over, and that has knock-on effects for a lot of the commodities, gold and silver, excuse me, the precious metals in particular. Gold is currently sitting at 427.30. It's up 2.40, and silver is up 3 cents at 7.10. That's been quite volatile today. And I was talking with David earlier, right when it was around the lows, and the lows were at 6.99 and a half. That was just above one of his buy orders, so I don't think that buy order got hit in his baby steps trading of silver. But it's rallied up quite a bit since there, and it currently sits at 3 cents up on the day. And of course, that's straight off the back of the dollar rally. Sorry, the dollar's weakness, excuse me. The precious, or sorry, the industrial metals are all down a bit here today, but really not that much. They've really steadied up a lot since that fall of last week. What it does look like, and obviously the industrial metals, they have that usage outside of pretty much the inflation play or the jewelry play. And what that really means is that there isn't that very strong correlation between the industrial metals and the dollar. What it looks like to me is when the dollar is weak, these metals tend to accelerate. However, when the dollar starts to strengthen, because there are such big backwardations on a lot of these metals, they're able to hold their own. That's, of course, only as long as these backwardations last. That's sort of my working hypothesis on these. But they have steadied up quite a bit. Copper in the US is currently down t 10 cents on the day at 144.40. That's the May contract. It has been as low as 142.60. In London, it's up 3 at 31.85. Tin is down 75, so down a bit, it's at 8,075. Zinc is down 5 at 1,275. Nickel is down 330 at 15,450. Aluminium's up 1 at 1,864. And lead is down 2.5 at 920. So you can see that Most of these are really just holding their own here, not down a whole pile. But just because they're holding their own, we can't discount the fact that we might see further losses in here. As long as this dollar rally persists, we're not going to be out of hot water with these industrial metals, and even then, that will just be one of the brakes taken off. If we see industrial production slowing down further in the US, that will have knock on, and the housing sector slowing down in the US, consumer spending could fall, that would impact China, which would impact the industrial metals. So that's another anchor that's holding back these industrial metal prices. And it does look like this is more of a medium-term correction in the industrial metals rather than a short-term correction. So while the dollar is important to the industrial metals, it is certainly one of the keys, it's not the only key to the industrial metals. Most other commodities are relatively steady in here today. Oil continues to hold above the $50 level. It's at $50.10, which is down nearly 40 cents here today. Its low was at $49.66. $50 is a psychological level, it being the one that most people talked about on the way up. It's definitely the one that a lot of people are looking at on the way down. But the door is open for oil to drop that little bit further. But this rally in oil and the secular bear market, or sorry, secular bull market in the oil sector is far from over, and we would say that on an upward dynamic, we would need an upward dynamic to reaffirm this uptrend. At the moment, it's pretty much in a short-term downtrend. With all that in mind, David is hoping very strongly to be out of hospital tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. And as soon as he's out of hospital, I think he'll come straight back to the office. He has this portable little vac unit that they may be giving him, and we'll see how that goes. But if you have any questions or there's any charts you would like to have added to the chart library, don't hesitate to drop us a line. I'm currently trying to get some tanker rates onto the system so we can chart them. As soon as we have those, I will add them to the library. But thank you very much for your time. Have a good evening.